Get right into it. I want to finish off Afkinu, so we can start the next Sigya on Sunday. Can we start on Sunday? Is everyone around on Sunday? Is everyone traveling back to university on Sunday? Is that like a travel day?
I will be traveling, but it's at 1. I think I'll be back by then already.
I'll be fine. I live 15 minutes away from my university, so.
Okay, so just assume everything's ready then. Okay, good. Okay, so Hafka Mikano Haba. Basically, we've seen, like, right, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ritva, who said, oh, you know, really, the Hafka is really because of this Tanai. And because of this Tanai, then we have this option of this ability to be Mafkia, the Kiddushin, and kind of, you know, rework time. However, says, we saw a few Shitos, I really see it as like a Hafka. Now it's being mafkia. So one approach was to say that why is it afka from here on in? It's because we're not really mafkia at all. Right? The Ramban said, really, it's just a kasher get. Right? We're using this kasher get to prevent you from being, we're using the threat of hafka to prevent you from canceling the get. But really, there's a regular get, there's a kosher get, and we're just making, says the Ramban, we're making sure that the psul, the bittul, doesn't go into effect because otherwise we threaten you with a mahafka, right? Or, you know, in the case of a kiddushin at the moment, you know, that we're being mevatalet, right? A kiddushin that we do not approve of at the time of kiddushin, so then we can be mafkia the most, right? We're really being mafkia the most. We're saying it's not yours. We're preventing the kiddushin from being chal. Tosa says that in the case of Yishebia, we could use Yeshka al-Chbiyat al-Chamim Lak or Devar Menatorah to prevent, right, the Din Doraisa from being Chal. The Ran have that ability, right, to prevent a Doraisa from going into effect, right? So let's say they can't come around 10 years later and say, oh, this Kiddushin goes away, right? But they could prevent it from being Chal in the first place, okay? So therefore, in all those cases, we're kind of preventing, the Ishas or preventing the need to do Afkinu, etc. But we have seen some shitos, right, which give this significant authority to Chachamim. Okay, and just do a little quick drive by. So the Shittim Kubatzas quotes, you know, it says, "I found the shita." The istimitarzi the chiamrina nafkinu rabbanu lekidushin minei lav mishas kidushin el hashtem mishas ma'isa. It's not that we're going back and retroactively being mevatel the kidushin that happened 10 years ago, right? We're getting okay the kiddushin right now. The kozman shelo nasa hamaisa shelo kiblu get baones kai gavna chayev asmechanik. Right, and therefore the whole problem of oh, if she's nesis sheish, how could you ever hold her accountable? Right, in bezdin, if it could always be lamafreya that she was never married. Sansere says this shita, and no, because she was married, and then maybe later, right, the hafka will be okay the kiddushin right now, but not retroactively. Right there, he's preventing kiddushin from being chal. About al kiddushin kmurim, im haya behem yishum nolad, ein hakiddushin betelim ki mikan veil. Because if there was good kiddushin, we can't just make that disappear retroactively, right? Rather, it's only getting nekar now, right? So the rabbanon are coming in and they're getting rid of the ishos right now. Right? Because otherwise, how can anyone ever be chayiv misa for being over on eishos ish, right? He can always say, oh, well, I don't even know if she's an eishos ish. Maybe retroactively she'll turn out to not be an eishos ish. This is Shita says, the rabbanon actually being okay the kiddushin right now, even though they've been married for the last 10 years. So they've been married for 10 years. Then the rabbanon come and are okay the kiddushin only now. Okay. Right, he doesn't explain how they're doing this, right? But again, I think we can appeal to the concept that we were talking about before. Hey, Karen Ora, as well, right, has a similar approach. Again, that it's really the Akira is happening when, only now, and the Chachamim are being okay. Okay, now maybe okay, this Karen Ora is a little bit interesting. We can give him pop a little bit. Akinir, the bechol kai gavne, afal gav dafkin rabban lekidushin minei, mikomakom kodem haget, dina ke ishesish lechol dvara. So before the get, he says, she has the din of an ishesish for everything. Okay? And his big example is, let's say someone gave her kidushin in the interim, right? 10 years ago, she got married. Then 5 years ago, someone says, harayim kudesh esli, right, and tries to marry him. Okay? Then, right, the husband gives her a get and with al tanai, and there's an ones, etc., right? Is she now, retroactively, she wasn't married, and then when she accepted kiddushin from this other guy, it turns out that she wasn't married, right? And now she's married to the second guy, right? She says no, right? Mikol makom kodma get dina kesh shesh lechodva, right? Vaday matzina lemeimar derabana nami b'hachi afkenu lekiddushin mizman haget ve'elach kivan dekiddush adaita derabanan. Right, because he's been kaddish adayt derabanan, the akira is only happening from the time of the get and onwards. V'lo etzuch lemeimar lefizeh deshavin rabanan bilasu bilasnos elafilu lemay demasik hasim dekuleyama bishalom amar. So like the takana is only is like le lahmir, let's say, or right, or basically therefore they're only they're not metaking the hafka legabe this kiddushin that happened in the middle. Right, the chol yamea kodem gerushin dina keshes gemura ve'in chalul lemafreya kiddushi acherba. Okay, so far it sounds like this idea in the same thing as what we saw in the Shita. Basically, he's told al das chachamim. He references a Gemara in the Darim, which talks about, let's say someone's Mekadesh, which says, Hare at hayom at ishti, umachar in at ishti. Okay, so there's a machlokas in the Darim about whether or not that would work. If you say, oh, Hare Mekudesh is literally Yom Echad. Actually, in Islam, such a concept exists. I think it's like whether or not you could do it lemaises, like a machlok, a Sunni and Shia, apparently. Can you be Mekadesh Lizman? Right? You are my wife for the next month. And then in a month, they're not married anymore. Okay? I Googled it. I was wondering, like, do they really do it? Is it really, really a thing? And there are, like, all these debates on the internet of, like, some people are like, you guys are such shagetses, you know, you Sunnis, you Shias, I forgot who's who. And they're like, you guys do that, it's mamish like Zanus. And then the other people have like, and the Prophet Muhammad said, it's koisiv b'sfar v'kadayshim, this din. And the people who are ma'arer on it have no emuna, you know, in the Quran, Rahman al-Islam, it says that it's mutter. You know, who are you to come and say that you think it's pasnish, that it's not appropriate? It's mamish mafurish in the, you know, in it's in the surahs, the Quran. I'm trying to remember where it's mentioned. Is it in the Torah, in their like the stories, or in the Quran itself? And then they're like, oh, you know, how can you come and say if it says it's halal, which is, means mutter, right? It says it's halal in the in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. So then who are you to come around, you know, 2,000 years later and say that you think it's pasnish? Right, and they just have all these debates, which is very, it's just fun. It's good to see, you know, to see that people are fighting about stuff elsewhere also. Yeah.
Okay, so this is more of like a logistical concern than a Svara-based concern. But if she's considered an Asha Chodavar, we kind of lose our ability to use Hafkat Kiddushin to like undo Mumzerut, so to speak. No. Right.
Well, at this point, yeah, he's saying that both the getting out of Misa and the ability to get rid of Mamzerim, right, is not a question anymore because it's only Mikano Lahaba. Meaning the question of the Balei Tosafot is, wait a second, if you could use this to get rid of Ishus Lemafreya, couldn't you use this to get rid of Mamzerim? So one answer is to say, yeah, in the Chanan, right? The other answer is to say, right, well, no one's ever said that. And it would also be, right, and Rabbeinu Tam's like, I know it'd be pretty bad if you could just, you know, be like, oh, every time that someone is Mizana or whatever, you just be like, oh no, it can never happen, right? Like, you know, we're just okay, the Isha's on Freya, nothing bad ever happens, right? So then there's no, right? So then what?
Right. So I mean, I think I had more in mind more the cases of like, you know, you think husband is dead, you start a second.
Right. The problem is that it doesn't seem, the question is, well, if it's really around, right, if we really could just use this all the time, that was the Rajba's question, right? The Rajba's question is, wait a second, if we could really do this, then why don't we just solve all of our problems with it? Right? Why don't we just use it every time we think the husband's dead or anytime we have an Aguna issue? Right. And the Rajba's answer is because we can't, right? Because you can only do it when there's actually a get. You need to join forces with the get. You can bolster the power of the get But it, without the get, you don't really have what to, you know, where to start with, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not that we don't want it to work, right? But the question is basically, it seems pretty clear, at least to most of the Shonen, that it can't just be that easy, because if it was, right, then it's, you know, why did the Gemara ever tell us that? Why did the Gemara use it that way, right? It would be a super awesome, you know, Swiss Army knife to pull out every time we have an issue, right? And we don't, right? The Gemara doesn't say that to say it. The Gemara has in these very specific cases. Otherwise, every Aguna case, the Gemara would just say, oh, yeah, we're pulling out Afghani, right? So someone answers to say, well, you know, maybe you could, right? The Ri is kind of like, oh, you know, the Ramban basically says, oh, halavai that Mamzerim could be mitaher. We'd love that. That'd be great. But, right, really, it's just a kasher get. We're not actually doing Afghani. Well, right, the Raj was like, oh, it's really this, they can only do Afghani with this get. You know, the Ri says, actually, yeah, if you just, you know, if you give this get lemafreya, you give this get, then yeah, you'd actually be able to use it, right? But I think the majority, the kind of the first impression that we get from most of the sugyos is that there isn't, that you can't just use it all the time, right? It's really limited, because otherwise the Gemara would have used it more often, right? The Gemara only says, oh, it only works in these cases, and in all these other cases, oh, what are we going to do? And then, you know, the Gemara is trying to find ways to be matir chesesh b'makom when the husband falls into mayim shein lehemsof, and, you know, we're pretty sure he's dead, but we don't really, really know he's dead. Like, is there a way to, something to do about that, right? Yeah, so the Karanora until here, she basically sounds like he's saying it's only mikano lahaba mikach chachamim yesh koach be'acham lasus us kiven the kiddushin talu b'das chachamim. However, then he says, then he continues, and says v'yesh yoshlomar dehad begimu makomos ilu sheyotze beget k'mo b'reish suvis v'ashemaitzim beget imperik mishachzu masak hashas had dechod mikadesh elat rabbanu mikadesh mishum dechidushu ava gav dafkin rabbanu kiddushin minay. Okay, what's interesting here is that he kind of says, right, why is it, oh, Adaita Rabban Mekadesh, what's the Chiddush? Right? It's that Kodem Haget, in La Kiddushin Al Achirim. Could be he's just limiting his thing, saying it's not really that the kiddushin, that the akira is only mikano lahaba. It could be that the akira is really lemafreya. But they also, just like they're being okay of this kiddushin lemafreya, right? They also have the ability to stop any other kiddushins of being chal in the middle, right? It's like a hey mamru, right? They're the ones. They're able to stop Kiddushin from being chal. They're even able to go back in time and get rid of it. So therefore, they're also able to say that someone else's Kiddushin won't be chal in that interim period. So I'm not totally sure if the Karen Ora is really saying, Yish koch be'ad chamim to be oker mikan ule haba, right? Kivan the Kiddushin tolo b'das chachamim. Or he's saying, well, really, it's like they're tolo b'das chachamim. And it's a Tanai, but the same logic allows it to say that chachamim also said, right, that in the interim, no Kiddushin can be chal because, right, you know, because that's what the Chachamim want. Right? They want her to be treated like an Ashish, even though she technically now is retroactively not. So then the Nafkamina between these two is that Kiddushin wouldn't be Chal, right? But let's say she wouldn't be Chayv Misa either, because she wasn't really an Ashish retroactively. Okay? Fine. So we definitely have the Shita. We maybe have, probably have the Karanora. And here's a cool chasm. So I'm just going to turn on the light. Any darker here? Chasm Sofer says, Al Korcha.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the Karen Ora for a second? I understand where he's coming from logistically. Does he have any Sfarabase argument about like how Korchachamim works and how it doesn't make sense for that to be Lema Freya?
Yeah, so let's say, again, he's not clear. He keeps saying that it's only mikano lahaba. In the first way he says it, he says the reason that he gives is because he was tola b'das chachamim. It's not so clear whether that means, and therefore it's like a tanai, or it means no, and therefore, like, built into the ishos is that it's dependent, that, you know, the chachamim can be mevatalet, and there's this idea that, you know, you can't say, harei ishti li'om echad, right? You can't be Mekadesh Yom Echad, but the Havamina that you could represents this idea that, you know, just like we had this Havamina, or there's, you know, that you can be Mekadesh Yom Echad, maybe in reality, you can be Tola Kiddushin on the Das Chachamim, and then when they decide to be Okere, it could be Neker, right? You can kind of like make Kiddushin that's like dependent. It's not like a Tanai, but it's like, it's dependent on some sort of continuing, maintaining factor. And therefore, you can't just say, oh, it'll disappear by itself tomorrow, right? But it could be that you could say, oh, but the Chachamim could get rid of it tomorrow, right? That's kind of what he says. And over here, right, he brings up the idea of Kiddushin Leom Echad. Right, so he's Mekadesh Adas Chachamim, and therefore it's like he built into the Ishus this like kind of module that says, oh, you know, but there's this constraint that Adaita Daraban Mekadesh, so if they disapprove, then it disassembles the Kiddushin. Right? So it's like almost like a self-destructing Kiddushin, you know, that can be triggered by Adaita Dachachan. However, in the continuation, his emphasis is very much that, and therefore there's no Kiddushin Ayde Achirim, not necessarily that, oh, and therefore she's married this whole time, but it's almost like, because Kiddushin is Talui Bidas Chachamim, right, therefore there's no Kiddushin Ayde Achirim. Does it mean that it's not Kiddushin at all, she's Nashishishli Gamri, or it's like the Hafka, you know, is Lamafreya, but it's to be true. You're right. I think he's saying similar to the Shita, that it's really like this self-destructing Isha's component, because he really connected to the Gemara Nedarim. So we'll just stick with that. Let's just stick with the Karen Ora, what he seems to be saying on the surface, which is Yesh Gacham Biyad Chachamim, because the person created this like self-destruct module in the Ishus that's Tolei Bidas Chacham. Okay? So the Chasim Sofer just has like a slightly different approach, right? Similar idea in terms of it's really Mikan Olahaba. But how does it work? It says, "Al karchach devada hechid b'shas kiddushin asa shlo kehogen." In the cases where, at the time of kiddushin, the person did something right against the ratzon chachamim, right? To mafkiran hakasef, the gam mafkiran zaru kiyudu kozman avir avagab ach gabei bitlo mevutal va'ones begitin shekvar over zman kiddushin mizvan rav. She says, in the case where you're mekadesh and at the time of kiddushin you're doing something wrong, so then the chacham could just be mafkir the money. They can be mafkir the zereh. It's like they're like, you know, they can just not be miyachis it after you, which is an interesting concept in itself. It says that's fine, right? We can prevent kiddushin from being chal, but how can we make kiddushin that happened in the past go away, right? Why? Because im akvar over zman hakiddushin mizman rav. Says, you can't do hefker bezdin hefker retroactively, right? I can't now take away someone's money 10 years ago. Bezdin can right now take away your money now, but bezdin can't right now take away your money yesterday, right? So if hefker bezdin hefker only works, right? Can't time travel. Kivacha kiddushin haya kogan. It already happened. Everything was fine, right? There's nothing in the kiddushin in the past that would intimate the bittul. The gam lomishim hefker kesef kiddushin meikara shari kvar hanachnu kivishim shas kiddushin lopal po lopal avon niknesi ishalo v'yevshal hefker kesef l'mafreya. Okay, so v'chashav ravina sheish v'zetam shemafkira in ishto mine, right, or the ishas. And the chasm sofer hadn't been around when they invented being PC, so his language here is let's just say not so PC, but the point is mafkirin the ishas, right? L'chol arotze l'zakos ba, v'lo she'yia ha'kesef hefker l'mafreya, el akivan she'kidu she'kesef, eino mefurash ba'torah, rak yafinan l'hu mistei afron. We learn them both right from the same source, right? We learn kiddushei kasef from kinyan kasef. It's the same sort of right symbolic, right? You give over money, and that symbolically creates a connection between two parties. And if you buy a sada b'kasef, right, the chacham can come and undo that. The chacham aren't being mafkia the money you bought the sada with, right? They can take away your sada and be mafkir it. Hachanami isha nikmes b'kasef im acher kach nosin laget umivat lo shlo beratzon chachamim o nitak micholi lecholi o shar ones begitin hefkiro ishto mimena meata velo meikara. Just like they can be mafkia your bailas on the sada, they can be mafkia the ishas between them. Right? So that logic, right, we can assume based on the fact that it's learned out from Gzeira Shava. So the only reason we even know about this Ishos is from the Rabbanan. So the idea that the Rabbanan can undermine it, right, also makes sense. What do Akhdisha be? And the answer is, yeah, in a Hanami, same idea, right? The end of the day, Kiddushin creates Ishos. And the Chachamim basically can be Oker Ishas, just like they can be Mafkia Bailas, right? Why? Because at the end of the day, right, it's, I think, what's going on behind the scenes. He doesn't explain what the real Svara is, right? But I think the real Svara is a little is really exactly what we were talking about earlier, which is, if Ishas, why does Hefker Bezdin Hefker work? Right? Because what does it mean to own something? Right? It means that the community acknowledges your exclusive relationship with this property. Right? It says that this is mine and not anybody else's. Right, if Bezdin tells everybody not to do that, so then the community no longer acknowledges your ownership, in which case you no longer have an exclusive relationship and right to this object. Right, Ishus can be very similar. Right, Ishus is an exclusive relationship between two people vis-a-vis the community. It says, oh, everyone else in the community, these two people, right, have an exclusive relationship between them that creates its own social communal entity, right? Let's say a bias. I think the idea of a bias is very important, particularly, let's say, by Yevamos. It really comes through, right? Where, let's say, whatever, well, I'm not going to get into it, but there's a lot of idea that you create this entity called the bias, right? Which is a distinct part of the community, right? The Beis Din, whose job is, right, basically the arbiters of this communal sphere, right, in this communal entity, can say, okay, right, we are dissolving this bias. We are, right, no longer acknowledging that that ishus, and then the ishus disappears, right? It breaks down the ishus, just like they can do the same thing, right, by any kinyan, by any bialus, by any relationship, right, whether it be a monetary relationship or a personal relationship. So I think that's exactly what the Chasam Sofer is really going at and saying, right, and which gets back to our Kiddushin Shiurim from 2 years ago. Just like why, right? We learn out kinyanim really from ishas, right? And a lot of things we learn out kinyanim from ishas because the idea is essentially, right? It's about creating a relationship. Now, the end result of that relationship, and this is where it's a huge chiddush, right? How you start the relationship of ishas, right? Can be symbolic, but at the end of the day, the chalos is ishas, right? While the chalos of kinyan mamon is a chalos kinyan mamon. They're very different chaluyas. Now, the fact that the let's say symbolic start to both of them could be similar. You can trigger them in the same way, or more or less the same way, right? Kinyan Kesef and Kiddushei Kesef can be learnt out from each other, right? Is not so shocking because it's essentially a symbolic act. The idea that you could learn from, let's say, the chalos from one to the other, because they trigger kind of a very different chalios, even though there is some, right, sort of overarching, let's say, similarity in like the idea of the Maisa Kinyan. But in terms of like the chalos, the idea that you can connect between them is, I think, very radical. And I think that's why, right, this Chasam Sofer is not, you see, like, right, other than that shita, the Rishonim don't embrace this kind of approach. Right? There are, right, there's the shita, there's the Karanor. Well, Karanor said it differently, right? Karanor had a different idea to it. He is like the self-destructing Ishas, because even though he's saying it's Mikano Lahaba, right, he wants to say it because you are Tola Das Chacham, you kind of built the Chachamim into this Ishus. Chasam Sofer saying, you know, you don't even need that, right? The Chachamim just have this power to be Mafkia, just like they can be Mafkia Mamon, right? Because right? They're both about, let's say, right, this Maisa Kinyan that creates this relationship. It's a public communal, right? It's part of the communal fabric, the social fabric, and therefore the Chachamim can sever the social fabric. So just like they can sever the social fabric that gives you exclusive right to property, it can also sever the social fabric that creates an exclusive relationship between two people, right? But again, I think the reason why you don't see this in the Rishonim, except maybe that, right, probably that Shittim Kubetzes, is because going from the Maisa Kinyan or the Maisa Kiddushin, right, and then comparing the Chalos Kinyan and the Chalos Ishus are two very different things, right? Because at the end of the day, the Chalos Ishus that's created, right, is also Chalos Isser. It's much more complex. And let's say much more, in Hebrew I'd say Niskav, but lofty. Chalos than the Chalos created in a Chalos Kinyan. So once that's already chal, to undo it, right, is a big chiddush. And that's also part of why kiddushin, right, to trigger kiddushin is a lot easier than to do gerushin, right? There are a lot of stages in gerushin. There are a lot of different parts of gerushin that need to be done properly. And also, kanira, at the end of gerushin, it's still not fully menatek the kasher. It doesn't fully dissolve the relationship between them, which is why they're still usher to each other's relatives, right? And stuff like that. So anyways, this chasam sofer is a huge, huge chiddush. But at the end of the day, right, it does reflect this sort of idea that ishus is really, in some ways, or in very critical ways, like a social construct, a communal construct, right, between two people. Okay. The Rajba has a tshuva Rachel, just on the Chasam Sofer?
He mentions Kedusha Kesem again, and I know we talked about this in some other commentators. I forgot how to say it in Farshim.
Commentators.
Isn't it? Yeah, that works too. Yeah. So if the Kedushin wasn't Chal using Kesef, does his Svar not hold as much weight, or he's saying that all the ways to do Kiddushin are Rabbanan?
I think the continuation is, if I remember correctly, is that, then the Gemara says, oh, Tinaf the Kaddish B'Kaswa, Kaddish B'Yomayikil B'Meimar, and then it says, yeah, same thing, right? They have that same authority. Because at the end of the day, they can undo the Chalos Ishus. I think here he's walking through the Shak of Tari of the Gemara. Like, why would the Gemara say this? And then I just cut it off because...
Oh, okay. So I was assuming that what he's saying is the only kiddushin that the Chachamim have jurisdiction to undo is one that's done using kiddushin kesef, because it's...
I think here he's just saying that... he says, kol zeh is like, particularly shayach by kiddushin kesef, because we only know it from the Chachamim, right? But what are you going to do by kiddushin bia? And the Gemara says, shavu arbana bilas or bilas nos. Yeah, same authority, right?
Okay.
Okay, so the Rajba has this interesting question. Someone asked the Rajba, Shalta od kahal she'asu takanas chachamim ha'pritzim machmas ha'pritzim she'kol mi she'yikadish isha shelo b'ma'amad y'asara shelo yehe kiddush ha'kiddushin hodienu im yesh koach b'yad ha'kah la'asad. What was happening? Right, basically, these, I guess there's a good word for it, right? But basically, there are these bad guys going around, find a girl who's rich, okay? They convince her that she's in love, marry her in secret, and they go to the family and be like, ha, all right, I secretly married your daughter. If you ever want her to, have a decent life, pay up. Right? Or not. Or just like, okay, I secretly, was Makadish your daughter, and now I'm your son-in-law, and now, give me tons of money. Right? So, basically, he wants to stop people from marrying in secret. So he made a takana that if you get married with less than a minion present, then we're mafkia your kiddushin. Okay? So they asked the Rajba, can we do this? Or does this work? Okay? Interesting, in the Chuvos, you see this happens a lot. Okay. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how a lot is a lot, but it was a real issue, right? That, you know, someone would, and it's like, you know, it's definitely in historical fiction happens a lot, but apparently it's reflective of reality, right? People, you know, would really try to, you know, do this, to, like, you know, convince young girl from a rich family that she's in love with them and then marry her, you know, in secret, and then use it as a way to, you know, make money. So they wanted to stop that. So they said, okay, you can only get married with a mini, right? It has to be public. You can't have a private, you know, secret wedding. You can't elope. So tshuva, shura sadin, nearly bebar, shirashai bin out your last game, will be vad she eskimo bekachan cheyayir. Vim yisham tamid chacham velo hiskim vayim lo. But, okay, so as long as basically the authorities of the city agree to this, right? Either the public, right? And if there's a Talmud Chacham, then you also have to have him on board. Right? Oh, okay. Right? Actually, yeah. In your city, you could do that. Right? And the Bezdin of Bnei Ha'ir, right, can Yecholim Lahafkir Mamon Imro B'davar Takana L'Bnei Iram B'Hefker Bezdin Midvar Torah. Okay. Umaisa Hayir B'Yirenu V'Danti B'davar B'Fnei Rabusai U'Mori Harav Rav Moshe Bar Nachman Hodel D'Varai Komakom Otsas L'Siyashe B'Davar. Okay, so this is Mamish. Happened, and my Rebbe, the Ramban, agreed with me. Okay. So that's first of all very, very cool. What's the problem? There's still a problem here. What do we know the Rajba holds?
Oh, you need a get in order to apply.
Right, the Rajba says you need to get, right? You can't just get, it would be so nice if we could just like get the Chachamim of the city together. You say, great, like we have an Aguna issue, let's just be Mafkia Kiddushin, right? So the Rajba says, right, why is it great? But we know that the Rajba says that you need an actual get. So how do you stim these two? It's actually relatively easy once you realize it. But I'm just like, wait a second, that'd be really cool. But the Rajba says the opposite. Think about what case is he dealing with.
I can suggest something. The fact that they're doing it secretly, and especially when we were talking about how we're establishing the ishus between them vis-a-vis the community, if you have that lack of community, then the kiddushin wasn't really chal to begin with. So it's like
I would love that. I actually love that idea. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, it'd be so good. But I don't think I don't think it's correct at all. Okay. But I love that. You know, like I really like that. I would like it would be awesome if there was a sheet that says like Mamish, like you don't need Edekim for Kiddushin. You need a minion for Kiddushin. Well, there really is this kind of idea, which we'll get into when we do Sheva Brachos, right? Which is you might need, you know, you need a minion for Sheva Brachos. And Kala below Bracha Sura Labala Kinida. Like the ishus, you know, isn't really, you know, fully complete until you do Sheva Brachos with a minion, like with the tzibur. So it's not too far off. So I think there's a lot of merit to that idea. And that's not what I think is the answer to the Rashba.
This sounds more like a mekachtal kind of issue.
So I don't think it's that either. I think it's like one of these like, oh, just, we kind of even heard this answer, this answer already. We just, it's just like, it's unexpected here.
Can you just say,
what is that?
He seems to be reiterating Hefker based in Hefker a bunch.
Right. So why, like, why does that help us in this case and not, but he doesn't use it.
Mamon from the Kiddushin wasn't Kiddushin Kasef, it was Hefker. Or I'll just say,
right. I'm saying, why in the other cases does he say that you need a get and you need, right? There needs to be like a get for the Hefker Bezdin to work, because the Hefker Bezdin is kind of like boosting the get, right? Or being mashed to the get. Well, here he's like, oh yeah, you can get like the, you know, the city authorities to get together and just say, you know, Hefker, Baz, and Hefke.
They never gave their das. As in the...
What do you... Maybe?
The first... In a standard case of Kiddushin, we need the get because it's able to... That's the only mechanism that can get rid of the das that the Chachamim gave with the Kiddushin. But if this time they got married without das. They got married private, secretly. Without das Chachamim. So Chachamim never gave their das. Maybe it's just saying that the... We don't need the mechanism of the get.
No, so I think it's actually it's deceptively simple. The case is what? They made a takana that if anyone goes and gets married without 10 people, then their kiddushin shouldn't be a good kiddushin because we're being mafkia the most kiddushin. Right? That's about something that's happening right now. We're not going back. We're not trying to be oker kiddushin. We're making a takana that we're being mafkia, the mamon of anyone who does this, right? So when are they doing Hefker Bezdin? Right now, right? It's like Tosos' answer about the difference between the two Gemaras, the ones that say, Kol d'makadesh edayt d'rabbanon makadesh afkin d'rabbanon l'kiddushin minei, it's talking about retroactively, right? But the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara in Yivamos, where they're just stopping the kiddushin from being chal using Hefker Bezdin, using Yesh Koach, those are cases where the Chama just stopping the Kiddushin from being Chal. In order to stop the Kiddushin being Chal, right, you don't need Kod Mekadesh Adayit Rabbanon Mekadesh. You don't need, or for the Rajba, you don't need to get because we're actually just being Mafkia the Mamon right now, right, or tomorrow, which is fine, right? Basically, the Rajba here says, oh, if you want to make a Takana that from here on in, anyone who does XYZ, we're going to be Mafkia money, you know, money ABC from him, right? That's just a regular Takana that the Anshei Ha'ir have the authority to do based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, and yeah, right, we can take away that money, right? So the answer is, when you're being mafkia, ishos that exists, so then the Rajba says you need to get. If we're preventing, right, if we want to stop you from being Mekadesh right now, but being mafkia the mamon right now, so anyone who has the authority to be mafkia mamon could do that. Now, I thought of a pretty crazy nafkamina of this, which is, in Israel, Bezman Hazeh, could anyone who's mekadesh outside of the chief rabbinate, there be mafkia the mas kiddushin mina?
I mean, theoretically, yes, but right? I feel like with most things, we say that like you need like a better based in than what we have available to us.
So I think actually in this case it's even better. First of all, there's a big machlokas about who can do Hefker Bez Din. According to the Rajba, right, the authorities of the city can do it, right? Or the Talmud Chacham of the city. It doesn't have to be like the biggest Talmud Chacham. That's like machlokas. But even more importantly, the government, right, should definitely the idea that the Rabbanut together with the actual legislative body, right, of the Malchus, you know, the Medina should be able to take away ownership from people, right? I think, you know, the idea that the government can legislate whether or not you own something is pretty mekubal, right? That you know, the actual legal ownership, right, creates ownership because, right, you know, the government has broad authority in legal matters, financial matters, right? If so, if like the Knesset and like the Rabbanut HaRashit together, you know, were to pass a law that anyone who is Mekadesh outside of the Rabbanut or Mafkia the most Kiddushin Minei, I think it would work. But at least definitely according to this Rajba.
I mean, I guess it would work then, but you have to think that someone who's already getting married outside of the Rabbanut HaRashit, like, is already not going to care about what Afkinu would mean anyway.
In a Hanami, maybe. Also, first of all, there's this whole movement now in Israel about like of people who want to get married, but they don't want to get married through the Rabbanu Rashid because like the Rabbanu Rashid's so annoying. So they like they get married, Kedasa Bedin, but like not through the Rabbanu. It's like a whole thing now. So yeah. I just thought it was like a very interesting concept. That would be just like a fascinating nafkamina of the Rashba. I don't know if it'd be such a good idea for them to do that, but it would be interesting if they. Truth is, it would be so cool if they did that, just because it would raise a fascinating, fascinating conversation, and I feel like there'd be like just a lot of really interesting articles written about it if they tried. So that might be worth it in and of itself. Okay, so just to sum up, right? We saw that maybe I'd say the biggest approach is this idea that it's really a Tanai, right? It's a Tanai Lemafreya. We saw that basically Rashi, Tosfos, the Ritva is a Tanai that Lemafreya, Kol Demekadesh is a Daita Darbana Mekadesh. The Ritva keeps saying like it's just like a Manas Shetir Ta'aba, and that's why it works, right? Tosfos points out that in cases where the person is being Oseh Shelo Kahogen right now, and he's trying to be Mekadesh by force or whatever, then it's going to be through Hefker Bezim Hefker on the most, or through Yesh Koch Be'ad Chamin Lak or Dar Matov by Kiddush Ebi. Right? That's when the Kiddush is happening right now. The Ramban says, no, it's really the threat of Hafka prevents him from being Vatel the Get, but really it's a good Get. Right, really, it's a kosher get. It's just the fact that we could start trying to use hafka, means that he's mochel on the onus, he's mochel on the tanai, etc. The Rashba says it's the chachamim are like strengthening the get, and really we have this get which is really is a kosher get, but it's not going to be chal. And the chachamim are coming and kind of like making it be chal ligamri. Okay, so but they need that get in order to have the ability to create gerushin. And finally, we've seen like a small group of shitos, right? Hints of it, maybe, are both Shal Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, right? About this idea of authority of the Chachamim and Ishos, and therefore, they can make Kiddushei Kehasef Bichal Medoraisa, or they could get rid of Kiddushei Bia. Maybe they could also be Mafkia Kiddushin. We saw in the Karen Ura, Chasam Sofer says, oh, yeah, well, just like they can Mafkia Mama, they can Mafkia Ishos, right? It's the same sort of let's say communal social relationship or fabric that they are able to undo. Right? There's like kind of this exclusive relationship between two entities, and the Chachamim could come and destroy it because it's a social communal relationship. It's like just like Hefker Bezin and Hefker Bayit by Mammon. We saw the Karen Ora who says, actually, because he's told of the Kiddushin al Das Chachamim, it's kind of like the self-destructing kiddushin havamina in Nedarim, which even though you can't make a self-destructing kiddushin, but maybe, right, you could make a chachamim dependent kiddushin, right, which can self-destruct. Okay, and that's like a quality in the ishos, in the kiddushin itself. Okay, so finally, final bottom line: most shitos think that it's midin tanai, right? Some shitos think that it's midin. It's actually just a real good a get, right? The Ramban, it's a regular kosher get. The Rashba, it's like a get that's being bolstered, or it's a not fully functional get that's being bolstered by the Chachamim. And then finally, this idea of Koach Chachamim beIshos, that the Chachamim have this really special role to play in Ishos, and therefore they actually have the ability, right? So let's say make Kiddushei Kesef Doraisa, or even to undo Ishos. Okay.